It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So we are talking about the end of friendships. Long-term friendships, like 10 years or more. Question for you. If you're going to break up with a friend, do you do it with a difficult conversation or do you ghost them? And the reason we're bringing this up is because it's actually in the news. James Franco, remember him?
Yeah.
Turned out he was relatively difficult person in the Me Too movement. Because of that, him and his best friend Seth Rogen parted ways. And James Franco actually did an interview recently, and he said, this is a quote from him, when he was asked, do you still talk to Seth Rogen at all? He says, no, I haven't talked to Seth. I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Not for lack of trying. I've told him how much he means to me, how much he's meant to me, and I have gotten nothing back from him. You know, hearing that, this story made me sad.
Why?
Because if you have a friend that you've been with for 10 years or more,
okay,
I feel like if you're going to end that friendship, you owe that person a conversation. Ghosting them seems cold and terrible.
The person that is a scumbag deserves nothing. Why do I, who's not the scumbag, owe you a conversation that it's going to feel difficult to me?
Because you've been friends for so long. That's like, to me, that's like saying our friendship
but
meant
you,
nothing.
But you did this to me. You did this to us.
No, they didn't do it to you.
No,
they
you,
did it. No, no, no.
Did
they
it.
Did
no,
it.
No, no, no.
You're still
what
making
you
the call.
Did,
you're
what
still...
you did broke up this friendship.
Your decision broke up the friendship. You no. And that's fine. And I'm not saying that that's a wrong decision. I'm just saying that that is the actions that were unrelated to the friendship had nothing to do with the end of the friendship.
Completely disagree.
That's a decision that the other person is making. Here's a text message to 909-1065, and you can text in as well. As an adult, you should have the difficult conversation, especially if the friendship was meaningful. Closure is always respected, and allow the person to know what happened to possibly prevent it in the future. I mean, that's part of it too. I just feel like you don't care about the person if you just ghost somebody.
I will say this. You're friends with somebody for 20 years and you have no idea they're a dirtbag? I find that a little questionable. But let's say he didn't.
Okay.
Maybe he feels like, Seth Rogen feels like, oh, this isn't the person I thought you were
right.
Anyway.
Okay, here's a different scenario. Let's say this. You are involved in a car accident.
Yeah.
You kill somebody in a car accident. You go to jail for manslaughter.
Okay.
But you go to jail.
Right.
You're problematic. If I ghost you and never talk to you again, I feel like that's terrible.
Well, I don't think that James Franco accidentally sexually harassed woman after woman after woman.
I know that.
So when he accidentally does that, then we can have the conversation.
I'm not talking specifically about James Franco.
I know, but it's an apples and oranges comparison, because in one scenario, one is intentional and done over and over and over again. So why would I even want to talk to that person again?
Okay, but don't you owe that person a conversation?
You don't owe a bad person anything.
Another text message coming in. I personally think that after so long, just ghost. Avoid the conflict and eventually they will get it. I don't want a whole response in defense to themselves. Right. Somebody else said, I agree with Gavin. If you're a good friend and it's over 10 years, they deserve closure. It's all about closure. I mean, it's
if
somebody
maybe
said
do that for yourself. If you want closure for yourself,
and that's fine.
But maybe that is not how maybe closure for him is completely shutting the door. So like, why doesn't Seth Rogen deserve that? And it's just about what James Franco deserves.
Another text message. He deserves a conversation, especially when he was friends with him, when he was doing these things. He just chose to not be. I mean, that's a good point, too. If you're friends while what is happening, I feel like maybe even the conversation needs to happen more because, like, just like you said, if these things are happening and you don't know, suspicious. And maybe, like, the conversation should happen like, hey, I was part of this and I hate myself and I hate that you make me hate myself.
Well, what if he wasn't? I mean,
you said it's suspicious that he didn't know.
It is. If that's the case, then fine. If it was, I looked the other way and I shouldn't have done it. That's one thing.
This is a good text message. Ghosting means you're afraid. So have the balls to say something or you can't be friends.
That's making my point even more.
Why? Right.
Seth Rogen should not be put in a situation where he feels discomfort in an effort to show respect to Seth Rogen. If he is scared, he's allowed to feel scared and he doesn't have to do that.
So many great text messages are coming in to 916-909-1065. Keep them coming. We've run out of time though for this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.